welcome to week 47 of this endless hell we call Between 8 and 12 Beers. John, how you doing?
Pretty good, Scott. How are you? Hey, Scott, by the way, congratulations. I want to get this right out of the way. Congratulations on your Bison beating the Sioux.
Yes, I'm very happy because, as we all know, the Sioux bleep. And, yeah. So,
do we even say Sioux anymore?
I think they're going to change their name here. Well, probably not. Because they're
to the Ralph Engelsteads?
The Engelsteads, yes.
The Goose Steppers.
The casino. No, the casino chips or whatever. I don't know what they're going to name themselves.
Who knows?
But it ain't going to be a derogatory.
God, I'm glad I didn't work at a Subway.
Oh,
did you see those places today?
Were there free subs today?
Yeah. There were. Oh, I'm not sure if they were free or just cheap, but I drove by three Subways just as accident. And people, I mean, the one out on Main by that I-29 Hardee's, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And there were cars waiting to set the drive through.
Oh, God.
There were cars backed up down that frontage road. And I was thinking, man, somebody's family's going to have a real nice dinner tonight.
I worked there about 5 years ago at this downtown Subway.
For how long? Got him out there.
For 6 months, but it was during the Bison Sioux game. Luckily, the Bison lost. Thank the Lord in heaven. What do we got on? What do we got playing here up here next, there, John?
We're gonna play something off the new Ryan Adams. Ryan Adams is
Brian Adams. I love him.
That's right. That's right.
Summer of '69.
Well, not quite. This is his little brother Ryan.
Oh,
who was from Whiskey Town. And what you played the song you started off with was. Appropriately enough,
Every Day Is Like Sunday by Morrissey of Danzig.
And this is Ryan Adams starting off with a little argument about Morrissey.
Now Bone and Drag, baby.
No, it's Viva Hate.
No, I look.
It's on Bone and Drag because it was
two.
A single. But it's the sixth track on Viva Hate.
It's on Viva Hate too?
Because
I looked for it the other day.
Yeah, it's on there. But it's on Bone and Drag. It's Bone and Drag's collection of all his singles after the first couple.
I don't think
of
it's on Viva Hate, man. We'll have to look when I get home.
Oh,
I bet you $5.
I'll take that bet.
Okay. It's on there. One, two. Oh.
Whoa,
soda.
He's
got a mouthful of cookies. Left for dead. One, two, one. Woo! Boy done me bad, went and did you wrong. Young boy done me bad, I went and did you wrong. And I got high, Lord, I got high. Now I got a bone to pick with you, and I'm sure you're not true. Oh, one day when you're looking back, you were young. When you're young, you get sad. When you're young, you get sad. And you get high. Oh, mate. A young gal done you bad. I went and did you wrong.
Ha ha ha.
got sad. You got sad.
Before that, John?
Before that, we had Ryan Adams, David Rawlings, and Gillian Welch with an argument over Morrissey, and then going right on into that rockin' new rockin' song, When You're To Be Young Is To Be Sad Is To Be High.
Gillian Welch? Is she the one that played up in Grand Forks?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
She's playing with that guy?
Yeah.
With Brian Adams' little brother?
Yeah, Ryan Adams.
Ryan.
Whoa, rapscallion there.
That sounded like a Rolling Stones song almost.
It did. It kind of had that little 60s kind of twangy kind of.
It was really nice.
It was nice. Hey, that Rocket from the Crypt song, that was a rocker.
That was a rocker.
That was a burner.
Yeah, that was crazy, wasn't it?
So, did you and your bison brethren, did you go out and tip cars or anything?
Tore it
like
up.
That?
The Fargo police have been trying to find me lately. I don't know if you saw KVLY yet, but...
I did not.
They had an interview with Chief Magnus,
our
lovable city police chief.
The man who hates to dance.
He hates juice, too.
Yes.
Whoa! Cro-Magnus. That's a good one, Roger.
Cro-Magnus.
He had an interview that I saw that there was a huge increase in drinking in Fargo since the win.
Really?
Yesterday, yeah.
Ouch. And I suppose piling a Viking, another stupendous Vikings win on top of that.
Vikings are 4-0 now, ladies and gentlemen.
The whole town is drunk.
You know, if you don't like the Bison, you know, today was your day.
Stick around for next year.
You know, because everybody this is the first time the Bison have won in the Fargo, though.
I believe so, yes.
Well, against the Sioux, I should say.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was a lot of fun, you know. And we went out and we burned a couple of cars that had Sioux logos on them.
Or any cars that had, that were bought in Grand Forks.
Yeah, if they're green, you know,
yeah.
Without any gold. Green and white, we'd torch those.
Sure. All those Eddie Bauer Special Limited things.
Yeah, especially those SUVs because
Oh, jeez.
We're really into the
Don't
environmental order, too. So,
nice bison fans.
Yes, you said it correctly there. Bison.
Bison. Bison. You ever have, you probably never have.
I have. It's good stuff.
Bison brats?
Better than ham. Oh, not brats.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I used to have the hamburgers, but.
Well, bison burgers are good, but.
They're
kind of
dry.
Kind of dry.
There's
speaking
much,
of dry, let's just
fat.
Go into the next song. Hey, hey.
Hey, that was Michael Penn with Free Time. What do we have before that, John?
Before that, that was Rebecca Gates and the Spinanes with...
That was a pretty good song.
Jonah, Noel, and me. I was kind of, when I was going through my stuff tonight, I picked out a lot of stuff that was at least 5 years old for some reason.
That Michael Penn was at least 5 years old, that's for sure.
Was that off March or the other one?
That's off, what's the name of that, Roger? Our producer, Roger.
Roger, who's...
Free for all.
Roger, who's on the ball tonight.
Roger has a really odd hat on tonight, and he kind of looks like a redneck.
Well, kind of like a...
Or my grandpa, one of the two.
He's wearing one of those inoffensive seed caps, and... Yes, it does. Do you have a redneck joke for us? You're going to have to come up and speak
into
the mic.
Yeah, you got to talk into the mic, Roger. Nothing more annoying than somebody...
All right, here's my gratuitous redneck joke. Why were there only 10,000 Indians at Little Bighorn?
Oh, Jesus. Is it racist, too?
They could only get 20 Impalas started that morning.
Oh, my Lord.
Well, any show we have of asking people to listen to this show is shot
right
now. You know, one thing that Scott and I, we try to do on this show is we try to be somewhat enlightening to people. And
segue into something else.
And one thing that we've been really big on in the last couple months is Ralph Nader for president.
Ralph Nader for president.
We really can't talk enough about this.
And with a fellow Minnesotan, not that I'm Minnesotan, but I like to act like it every once in a while when I'm embarrassed by my North Dakotans. As a fellow Minnesotan...
Yes.
Ralph Nader isn't the Minnesotan. I'm talking about Winona LaDuke.
Winona LaDuke.
A fellow Minnesotan
woman
like her, who has actually appeared at Zanbro's
numerous times,
as evidenced by the numerous reruns of what's that guy's name, Matt something from Prairie Public TV.
Matt Olien.
Yeah. God, have you ever met him, John?
No, I never have.
I bet he's no fun.
He seems like he might be a bit dry.
He's probably like hanging out with Ralph Nader. But we love Ralph Nader's policies, even though he's probably not the biggest party guy in the world. But
that's okay.
Have you seen his commercial with the one parodying the Visa commercial?
No.
He got sued by Visa. It says, it talks about both the parties and where they're getting all their money. And it was like, social gathering, $4 million. And then it shows, like, Gore doing the same thing. And then it shows Ralph Nader in this super clutter-filled office finding out the truth? Priceless.
Now, see, parody, you can't really be sued for parody. There's no grounds.
But, you know, Visa said they have a copyright on the word priceless.
Really?
Yeah.
So wow. I'm going to have to start using that in my article.
Apparently you can't use that word
this
without
show,
consulting
this
Visa
show,
first.
Priceless. 1 hour and 25 minutes of Between 8 and 12 Beers with Scott Wolf.
Priceless.
This next song.
We have
we're not going to.
We're not answering the phones anymore.
Yeah, we have skull cleaning now.
Skull Screening.
Skull Screening. That's my new band.
The floor will have its way of things. It fights me like a trampoline. It won't let me on the ground. So this time I'm not coming down. This time I'm not coming down. I've been talking in my sleep. You want to kiss me, not to hear me speak. And love me just so you could leave. Every bit of life wrung out of me. And this time I'm not coming.
the hope that soon is overpaid. And we're in this thing over our heads. My mind has never been so clear, but I stutter like an auctioneer. As the night has come alive with dreams, that hidden hollow stick and scream, every one of them sick with love, but every one of them will outlive love. And this time I'm not coming back. This time I'm not coming back. And if I really thought I could, I'd give up your ghost for good. But I'm not sure it isn't you that keeps my ghost from leaving too. But I don't miss you half as much as who you make me think I was, when I could see myself the way you do, and I could almost see myself in you. I could almost see myself in you. But this time I'm not coming back. This time I'm not coming back. Los Ángeles. En un día caliente verano nace otro niño chicano en el barrio. La mamacita llora porque lo que no quiere tener es otro niño para mantener en el barrio. Escuchen mi canción, necesito comprensión. Era nuestro problema un día. Mírate a ti y a mí, no podemos, sigamos así. No podemos voltear y ver la otra vez. Con unos vasos. Porque hay algo que no va a pesar en un mariachi, va a estar en el barrio. Estaban cruising, manejando bajo, manejando lento, con nada que hacer en el momento en el barrio. Una noche desesperado, el joven se fuga. En la mañana robó un carro atrapado en ese barrio.
El avión, el avión.
Señor fantasía, póngame una canción.
Tengo un deseo no puedo esconder, oh no. La mamacita llora. Porque qué va a hacer con el carro que se roba de la tía Sharon en Galillo. Fuera de Isle. Sin pandillas, sin mucho crime, a la tierra de promesa, Anaheim.
Cerca de Disneylandia.
En el barrio.
En el barrio.
Todos suben las manos, todos bajan sus armas. Todos somos un viaje, todos tienen el don, oye. En el barrio. En el barrio.
Truly, truly moving.
And that's what Ralph Nader is going to do for us. Get us out of La Barrio.
That's right.
Elvez sang so eloquently there.
Because that's where W
wants to keep you in the barrio.
And Al Gore.
Wants to keep the welfare system intact, to keep us prisoners to the welfare system.
That's right.
Neither
no
is a solution.
No welfare state.
Neither is a solution. No. But with Ralph Nader and Elvez... Actually, Elvez is running for presidency.
El Presidente.
He is running on the Brown Party ticket, as he is on tour right now promoting himself for
and,
that.
And you had a little you got to talk to Elvez the other night, didn't you?
Yes.
Scott, do we have any tapes from that interview?
No, we don't. I there were some technical difficulties, unfortunately.
Roger, is there any way that you can go back and next week we can have those tapes? Can we scour them clean with Ajax and? Have them ready. Roger's given us the affirmative on that. Roger says it's a big go.
Next week we will have those.
Actually, we've got a crew of people working on it right now. That's where Dan is tonight.
Great. That's touching. John, what was the song before that?
That would be Trampoline by Joe Henry, I believe. But, you know, after El Barrio.
On El Barrio.
On El Barrio. You just kind of lose track of things.
You certainly do.
You do. And we're kind of losing track of things right now, so we're going to switch to a song and freshen up our drinks.
Floor. You're my sweet and I can't get enough. You're an road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
That was Willie Nelson with On the Road Again. There's another person on the road right now, too, campaigning through the countries. He's been to every state thus far, the only candidate to do so.
Ralph Nader.
Who is Ralph Nader?
Who is Ralph
please,
Nader?
Please.
Ralph Nader is the Green Party candidate running for a presidential campaign with local Winona LaDuke as his running mate.
Who is?
Also, the only presidential candidate who's running with a woman.
And the only presidential candidate, I believe, I'm just shooting this out my ass, but with a Native American as a running mate.
Buchanan is?
What? Buchanan's running with a woman? The black woman, Roger, go to hell. That's got to be
a
joke.
Well, probably not as fast as Pat will be, but...
yeah, that Pat, he's pretty open... God, Roger got us bad.
Yeah, I think he burned us there. Oh, we believe that. Like, did you actually see they ran a clip of Pat on... we're on first-name basis. Of him on the McNeil-Lehrer, which I also don't like. McNeil-Lehrer moving to 5 o'clock.
Are they at 5 now?
Yeah,
that's
I
why
like
I never
that.
See it then.
Yeah, I
used
don't
to
like
be at
that.
Like 6 to 7, right?
I know. But, you know, they ran Buchanan. God, he's just filled with hate.
He's really gone off the deep end.
He's evil.
Ever since he left Frontline.
Yeah.
That wasn't Crossfire. That's
Crossfire. Yeah, Frontline.
Because he was pretty moderate. I mean, he was conservative to the gills, but he wasn't as hate-filled as he is now.
He would somewhat keep it in check.
Lord, what a nutcase.
Oh.
If you haven't noticed yet, this is the political time of...
One, yes. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We're going to keep going on with this political theme until the election when we culminate into the election night coverage.
We will be doing an election night coverage marathon. Where
Chris Rock, you ain't got nothing on us.
Yeah. Well, Cracker Boy. Yeah, whatever, Chris. We're going to be up here in the Cochin 6 studios from about 7 o'clock.
Sounds good.
7 o'clock until... Until everything's done, until
so
it's all packed.
At least 7:30.
And we'll be bringing you a mix of political commentary, guest opinion, and
witty
rock and roll.
Witty banter?
Plenty of witty banter.
Yeah.
And we'll be offering an alternative to those of you. I forgot something.
All the apolitical people out there, you're going to want to tune in because we make politics entertaining.
That's
something
right.
That's needed to be done for a long time. I think Jesse Ventura succeeded in that.
He did. He did.
Yeah.
So did Mitt Romney. Speaking of something we forgot to do for a long time, hola to our friends in Brazil.
Hola, Brazil.
Hola, Brazil. Here's a song for you.
Thank you.
was an old Breeders song, John.
That was an old rockin' set there.
I love the Breeders. I forget.
That was Punch Drunk by Uncle Duplo and One Divine Hammer.
Are they still around, the Breeders?
The Breeders?
Kelly deal.
Perpetually, yeah.
Around,
and then there's Bow to the Sugar Altar, and then Kim Deal had another band. Well, one thing that was lying around here in the studio of the Arts and Entertainment section of the MSU Advocate.
Hola, Dragons.
Hola, Dragons.
Hey, any Dragons out there remember the 80-0 defeat of the Dragons to the NDSU
Bison? Bison.
Ooh.
Boom. Live webcasts give local bands international coverage. Hola, Brazil. Coach and Six rocks the web. What happens when two of the highest forms of media, such as music and the internet, collide? Besides lawsuits involving Napster and the music industry, Roger Hastings, Fargo.
Wow,
Fargo. You don't even have to say a Fargo resident, just Fargo, because this is an international story.
Oh, that's APA. That's APA policy. Maybe
right.
If you were an APA writer, you'd understand.
Well, maybe
that.
If I was. Roger Hastings, Fargo, has been working on a project called Coach and Six since February that focuses on the development and release of recordings made by local music groups by doing live webcasts. Coach and Six
is that a run-on sentence there?
Yes, it is.
All right.
The whole paragraph. That's a strandism. Coach and Six is a different show every day, just like a regular radio station.
Just like.
Demo Tape Derby is a show on Mondays, where people send in demo tapes of original unreleased material, and it gets played on the air.
No, I bet Roger just makes it up. He's like, yeah, this is another folk artist that we're going to play here.
Well, if it's anything like this show, nobody listens, so it doesn't matter.
It's all T-Bone Hastings.
T-Bone Hastings. This way every... I can't believe I was an old man there. T-Bone Hastings. This way everyone will get a chance to get played. I'm not going to lie to you. We will, from time to time, edit stuff for length or whatever, Hastings said. It will just depend on the individual show and how much material we're dealing with. Off-Broadway is a live webcast from the Fargo Moose Lodge on Tuesdays.
Hey, Roger. I think it's great that you don't lie.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for interrupting you, Joe.
Well, usually to us, Roger says, hey, you guys, for all I know, I'm pulling the wool over your eyes, but this is a great show tonight. Off-Broadway is a live webcast from the Fargo Moose Lodge on Tuesdays. The show starts with Phil Hunt from music website Yahtzee.com, talking about the band who is performing for about 30 minutes.
This person has no sense of what the English language entails, does he or she?
Well, more so than somebody at the Reader.
Okay.
The band plays 2 half-hour sets where band members are interviewed in between the first and the second sets. It's a good way for local bands to be heard. June Panic, Greenhouse, and Orange 17 are some of the bands who have been getting some great exposure, period. People from Europe have been listening to Orange 17, Hastings said. Strange arrangements.
Boy, this is just like listening to NPR.
This is like, I feel like I'm reading Ziggy to people. Strange arrangements, thumb three. Scott Wolf and John Lamb host a show on Friday nights called Between 8 and 12 Beers, where they sit in the studio, drink beer, play music, and talk. Oh, well, how about reading insightful articles here, Mr. Mark Henke, if that's your real name. When was this thing published? Yeah, Friday nights. We've been on Sunday nights for at least 2 weeks. Oh, what does this guy do? This guy's got nothing. Thursday, September 20th.
I want to see some credentials here.
Come. I'm writing a letter to that paper. I can't handle this anymore. Let's rock.
God damn it, Roger.
Okay, any minute now, we'll commence with the rocking.
Thinking. Don't
All right, this is John Lamb and Scott Wolf breaking in for a very important news broadcast. Right now, Scott, why don't you describe the scene from where we are high above downtown Fargo Broadway?
Well, off to the south of the Fargo Theater, there appears to be a little conversation going on between a Fargo PD officer and a person in a leather jacket, baggy blue jeans, and what appears to be a chain attached to his wallet.
Yeah, he's using broad gestures.
He's gesticulating wildly.
The police officer is nodding calmly.
Yeah.
We should note that the cherries are not on. The man is not in handcuffs. They just seem to be talking.
They're having a good time.
The one guy's having a good time. The other, of course, the officer's on duty.
Yeah, he can't gesticulate wildly like the suspect. I hasten to use that word, but...
Well, the subject.
Yeah.
The subject of this inquisition.
Yes.
He's pulling something out of his wallet.
He's like, dude, I don't have any money. I don't want to give
money. I think what he's asking is the cop to go pick him up a pack of smoke.
Yeah.
And right now,
the guy's like, well, I don't know.
No, it looks like he's driving a bargain.
Well, and what do
now,
you say?
Now they're going back and forth. They're talking about... Well, no merits, ultralights, I don't know. Menthol, definitely menthol.
You think you can get me a beer?
I don't know about that. I mean, it's just kind of late, and yeah.
Give me a beer. What do you think about a beer?
Well, it's just, it's late, the sports are on now.
I'd really like a beer and some menthol cigarettes.
Yeah, I hear you, man.
Oh, here comes the partner.
Officer number two.
Oh, shit.
He's coming out.
Crap's going down.
Back.
Uh-oh. Fucked up now.
He's handing back his...
Flashlight comes out.
Flashlight comes out.
Uh-oh.
What, they find something in his pocket?
Uh-oh. He's not gesticulating anymore.
He doesn't know where it came from.
He doesn't
know where it came from.
Uh-oh.
No, they don't.
Uh-oh.
Squad car... We can't get a squad car number off that. Flashlight came out.
Dial 911 is on the side of this car.
Yeah. Oh, wait. It's a cop car with, blank hubcap. let's see what. Now he's going to the back pocket again.
He's
signing something.
Sign some sort of.
He's signing something. It's looking like. Yeah, they are. It looks like they're trying to get more presidential candidates on the ballot.
It appears as if the piece of paper is on fire or something now.
I think it's just the sunlight. Yeah.
Okay. That flashlight is definitely strong. He's having a hard time signing.
Yeah.
Juice bar is closed.
I bet that's what it is.
Yeah, this is a juice bar patron, I'm sure.
Cro-Magnus. Cro-Magnus.
You signed the wrong spot there, buddy. You got to sign over here.
Out like another
okay, spot I don't know how to sign my name very well when I'm drunk.
I bet if he could pee on it, that'd be okay.
Yeah, he could probably sign his name really well if he could pee out his name.
Yeah, it wouldn't.
Well, that was a lot of. Well, I'm willing to. I'm waiting to see if they're just giving him a ticket for. What do you think? Do you think he's peeing on the side of the building?
Well, they could give it for. I'm gonna hesitate to guess. Might be public drunkenness.
Too bad he could have come up here and fixed our sink.
Yeah,
you guys do.
Well, probably could have.
I'm thinking he just was peeing on the side of the building or something. They're giving him an indecent exposure ticket or something. He'd pee here and here.
Now he doesn't know what he wants to do with the ticket.
He's got a copy of it.
He's holding it.
And these guys are just standing around to see what he's doing.
Always with the gesticulating. And nope. Looks like just about everybody's on their way.
He's getting a seat in the back.
Just going to walk down the street.
He's taking off.
So.
Hello, Fargo PD. They're laughing.
Tequila,
they're having a good laugh now. The Fargo PD is having a good laugh. And
now back to the music here at www.coachandsix.com.
Put yourself under the music. on the road now, I'm feeling kind of spent. There's a few things I need and one's a friend. A few good games of pinball and a double whiskey sour. I'll rinse it with a beer and repeat again. You know I couldn't find you in the place you used to be. I'm a sucker for the old times, that's me. But I asked around the bar and they said you were gone for a couple of days. On a vacation in the drunk tank, so they say. Seems you were walking down the street looking for relief. Your bedroom seemed 100 miles away. And the dark side of a dumpster seemed the perfect place to sleep. Cops woke you up and cuffed you where you lay. Yeah, so what's the price of stolen sleep? I guess it's pretty steep. $250 for your bill. They tried to raise the money to get you out of jail. And I guess they did their damnedest, but they failed. Alright.
Looking at this this advocate here, the MSU advocate, or I mean Minnesota State University Moorhead advocate, and John, you can't smoke within 20 feet of a building at MSU M now.
Well, that was that comes after the the fire here in downtown Fargo, where people are actually afraid to smoke in front of buildings now. It's a nationwide problem.
This is retarded.
Yes, it is, but...
They've spent, like, a bunch of money to buy these snuffers, is what they call them, and they put them 20 feet away from the building, and it extinguishes your cigarette automatically. You know, I always thought that sand worked pretty well, but apparently they don't work well enough.
Snuffers, eh?
Snuffers, you put your cigarette in it, and it automatically extinguishes it with liquid nitrogen. All right, it doesn't say that, but I'm just guessing. So... Like, I'm wondering if this secondhand smoke has a little bit of a less effect if you're 20 feet away from a building rather than right next to a building.
I think so.
This is fucking retarded.
So all those people inside now, they don't have to worry about burning up like people in a trailer around Thanksgiving. And with that...
Damn thing had burned out shell. For a little while that trailer must have seemed like hell. Kerosene works, why not gasoline? Kerosene works, why not gasoline? Kids wore rags, he never worked too much. Who's the judge to decide how much this world could punish? Kerosene works, why not gasoline? Kerosene works, why not gasoline? Now the welfare check won't pay for the electricity. Wonder who the jury was decided they were all guilty. Kerosene works, why not gasoline? If kerosene works, why not gasoline? Fire started about 3 a.m., you know none of them would survive. The head of that goddamn trailer, so it burns them up alive. If kerosene works, why not gasoline? If kerosene works, why not gasoline? Burn you down, you try to improvise. If kerosene works, why not gasoline? If kerosene works, why not gasoline? If kerosene works, why not gasoline? If kerosene works, why not gasoline?
a stable life in front of you. Discard it, recycle.
Votenator.com is actually the website you should go check out.
It's a beautiful thing.
It is a nice thing.
Make your vote matter this year. It's not a wasted vote if you believe in what you're doing.
Because if Ralph gets 5% of the vote, he gets Federal Election Commission funds next
That's
election.
Right.
Or at least the
and
Green Party does.
And if federal, you better believe he's going to be involved in all the debates.
Yeah.
Did you hear the great thing about the debates?
What's that?
Fox won't run them on Tuesday night, and neither will NBC, because NBC...
They have the baseball playoffs.
And Fox has that 70s show.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
Is superseding. So, good night.
Good night.
Goodbye.
And God bless.
God bless.